Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we take time intentionally to stop, to quiet our mind, and to hear the word of the Lord that's been appointed for this day. I pray as you take time to listen, to reflect, to take in God's word, it would come to you in a meaningful way. And that the Spirit would be at work in your life to open your ears and your heart and allow that word to come into you and speak to you afresh this day. Now we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, your kingdom has broken into our troubled world through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. Help us to hear your word and obey it, and bring your saving love to fruition in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The psalm that's appointed for this day is the first 8 verses of the 63rd psalm. The psalmist writes, O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Therefore I have gazed upon your holy place that I might behold your power and your glory. For your steadfast love is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise. So will I bless you as long as I live and lift my hands in your name. My spirit is content as with the richest of foods, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches, for you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My whole being clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. The word of the Lord. As I read this psalm, a line just jumped out at me. And that phrase was this: my soul thirsts for you. I want us to contemplate this line. My soul thirsts for you. Think about a time when you were really, really thirsty. Maybe while running a marathon or running a 5K. Maybe taking a hike through the woods, on a bike ride, dancing, whatever. Something that you were moving and your body was using energy. And you go and you can push yourself so far. When you can run so far. But at some point, your body is going to say, I need something. You lose enough moisture through sweat, the salt that comes out through the sweat. You've emptied the reserve in your tank, what you've eaten and what you've stored up. And your body cries out, I need something. Now, those who have exercised regularly know you're not supposed to wait till you get to that point. You're supposed to continually sip and drink water, and they tell you to do that, even if you don't think you need it. Not a whole lot, but continually do that. But I thought of that image. Sometimes in running, it's called hitting the wall, where it's like, I can't go any further. Your body cries out, I need something. And I think that's kind of where the psalmist is at. My soul thirsts for you. Not actual thirst for needing water or nutrients, but desiring God. How is it in your daily walk with Jesus? How is it in your relationship with God? Do you thirst for God? Do we crave God in a way that we go, wait, I need this? Too often, I think, we get to those times when something bad happens, when we receive terrible news, or when we hear of some tragedy on the news or something that's going on, when we're in those valleys of life, it's easy to cry out to God. But notice, there's no context of that. It's not, oh, when I'm, you know, persecuted or when terrible things are happening. The psalmist just begins, oh God, you are my God. Acknowledging who God is and that they claim God as their God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there's no water. That it's, you know, setting up this scene where it's like, think about it, when you're in a place where there isn't any and you just need that drink and you crave it. The psalmist is saying, that's how our relationship with God should be. He ends with saying, my whole being clings to you. You hold me in your right hand. Acknowledging God is there with us always. And how is it through all of life? Through the ups and the downs? Through the good and the bad? How is it that we always cry out, oh God, you are my God. My soul thirsts for you. How is it that we, on a daily basis, continually take in God? These snippets are an example, a time to stop and reflect upon what God's doing, to hear his word. Do we hear his word? Not just on Sunday, but every day. Do we just feed our relationship on Sundays when we come to church or watch online? The psalmist is telling us we should strive for something more, something deeper, something more continually. It's not like, oh, I drank my, you know, 8 cups of water on Sunday, so I'm good for the rest of the week. No, it's that continual going back to the fountain to drink of it. And how does that work in your life? How is it that you engage in Scripture, whether through reading it or maybe listening to it or, you know, other ways that we consume what God desires for us? Through Christian music or podcast or being with other Christians, partaking of Bible study, of praying, or other spiritual disciplines, fasting, right? Giving of alms, all kinds of, you know, helping the poor, serving, being the hands and feet of Christ. All of these ways are ways that we continually sing, we continually thirst for God, and continually drink from that well. Jesus said he was the living water. If you drink of me, you will not thirst again, but we need to continually do it. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus talks about, I am the vine, you are the branches. That relationship, that continually being connected, so that while we thirst, we're continually being fed. And how is it that we seek after that? It would be so easy, and some people have done this. Here's the 7 steps you need to do to have a stronger relationship with God. They're okay. But the reality is, you have your own unique relationship with God. What feeds you, what quenches your thirst, in some ways is unique to you. What are those things that you need to do to strengthen your faith? And then the key is to go and do them. Right now, we're in the season of Lent in the church here. And the tradition and the way, in some ways, people think about Lent is you give up something. As Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, so we sacrifice something of ourselves. So we give up, right? We give up chocolate or pop or, you know, watching TV or social media or whatever. I think part of it is maybe we need to look at Lent instead of just maybe I'm going to take something away. But how is it that we need to maybe add something? How is it that we hear this line, my soul thirsts for you? And we take this time in Lent and add 5 minutes of Bible reading, add additional time of prayer or being intentional about it rather than it being more happenstance. How is it that you can quench your thirst and dwell deeper in your relationship with God? That's what this psalmist lifts up. My soul thirst for you. How does your soul thirst for God? And how do you quench it? Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you come to us always, and you created us in your image to desire you and to seek to be in relationship with you. Our soul thirsts for you, and we pray that you would walk with us and help us and grant us your spirit so that we may know those things that quench that thirst for you. And may we do that at all times, during the good times and the bad, the ups and the downs of daily life. Help us to know that you have claimed us, you clench us in your hand, and you take us by your hand and lead us all the days of our lives. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, above you to watch over you, beside you to befriend you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.